This is The Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to The Attraction Factor. Today's topic is one that is really near and dear to my heart. I grew up with the message that in order to be popular, in order to fit in, to be deemed as attractive, you had to have that perfect body. And today I realize that real, true beauty comes from the inside and it works its way out. But that surely doesn't mean I don't still have my moments where I look in the mirror with some disappointment. So during today's show, my special guest and dear friend, Colleen Stone, and I will be taking a look at this topic and talking about ways to love what is. But first, I want to offer a huge thank you to Brent Carey, the visionary and rock star behind Empower Radio, for his support, as well as our awesome producer, Chris, for giving of their time and their energy to make this show and other shows on Empower Radio possible. I just want you all to know I truly appreciate you guys, so thank you. This week's Attraction Factor tip is, I love you, you're perfect, now change. That awesome little title comes from an off-Broadway musical that I saw many years ago when I was in New York. I want you to think about this. How many times have you heard during the course of your life, if only you could be more compassionate, caring, insightful, kind, quiet, fill in the blank, or I need for you to be more attentive, more talkative, again, fill in the blank. You know, even as children, you may have heard children should be seen and not heard. I know I heard that multiple times. Let's not forget, you know, some of the cultural messages we receive. For example, being considered successful if you have a certain amount of money in your bank account, or if you drive a certain car, or if you wear a particular brand of clothes. I remember being in a troubled long-term relationship and being told, you know, Pam, if you get fixed, we'll be okay. Fixed? First of all, I didn't think I was broken in order to be fixed. But I will tell you, what came from that was a feeling of not being good enough. And I hated that feeling when deep down inside, I knew I had to be and I was good enough. Not one human being on this planet is perfect. Heck, we all come with a few warts. It's those warts or those differences that make us who we are as individuals, truly unique and truly beautiful. So why on earth would we want to change for someone else? The next time you're asked to be something you're not, I want to encourage you to think about the following. This change that you're being asked to make, will it compromise your integrity and your identity? If so, then ask yourself, is this situation or this person worth losing who you are? I also want you to think about your own standards and don't let others' standards define you. If it helps, make a list of those standards and get really clear on which ones are most important and are not worth sacrificing. And last and most importantly, remember to always be yourself and not what others wish for you to be. Who you are is amazing just as you are. And if who you are is good enough for you, that's what really matters. As always, I welcome your thoughts, your comments, your questions, even your topic suggestions. I'm open to it all. So if you have something you wish to share on this topic or on past tips and topics, please feel free to do so via email. You can reach me at pam@whatswithinyou.com. Again, that's Pam at WHATSWITHIN, the letter U.com. Or by joining me on my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/IBBC2011. And now I want to talk about something, as I said, that's near and dear to my heart, and that's loving what is. It is an absolute pleasure to introduce you to you, my dear friend and colleague, certified life and wellness coach and personal trainer, Colleen Stone. Colleen has years of experience working with people on their physical and mental well-being, and she brings a world of information, heart, and knowledge to the table. So it is truly a joy to have her on the show today. Colleen, welcome.
Hi, Pam. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Your opening comments were amazing and right on topic for what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for being here and for sharing your time. And I'm really excited to start this discussion. You know, you and I have had many discussions about the pressure that's placed on us to have that quote unquote perfect body. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about how you developed a passion for removing that pressure and for loving your body as it is?
Wow. Well, it's been a long journey. I think the realization didn't hit me hard until I was over 50, which wasn't that long ago, but it's been a lifelong journey. I think, as so many other women, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and the images that were handed to me, you know, from TV and magazines and movies were all skinny women and skinny mm-hmm. models, and mm-hmm. I was handed that image of what was beautiful. Messages I got from my own mother, my teachers, they were all dealing with body image and seeing those same images in, you know, in the media. And as we grow up, I think the hardest part is that where we get those images and those beliefs about what's perfect, what's ideal, what's beautiful, we learn them. We don't choose them for ourselves. So we carry that message throughout our life and try to live up to that standard all the time. And at some point, after years of being a hairdresser and making people beautiful on the outside and then pursuing personal training and helping people build strong muscles and get fit, I realized how many of those women, even though they looked amazing on the outside, were still very sad and unhappy on the inside. Mm-hmm. And it was the inside that needed to be worked on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. When we had our last conversation, you and I, before we came on air, I went and found a quote, and it said, you know, girls aren't born hating their bodies. They're taught to hate their bodies. And, you and I grew up in the era of Twiggy. For those of you who know who Twiggy is, she was the supermodel that was super thin. So that was the message. You know, you have to be super thin in order to be successful, to have the great relationship. I'm curious, from your perspective and in working with the people you have, what impact have you seen that not loving your body has had on people?
Oh, I think the biggest impact is that it holds us back. And I'm going to jump right in and say, I am as guilty of this as everyone else. I've dealt with it myself. Mm-hmm. And I still have those messages playing in my head from time to time. I'm still working on filtering those out. The biggest thing is that it holds us back from living an extraordinary life. Mm-hmm. It drains our energy for what we love to do and what we're gifted at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you mind if you feel up to it, would you mind sharing a little bit about your own personal experience?
Well, let's see. You know, growing up in the 60s and 70s, those images were playing in my head all the time. Hearing from other friends, all the focus was all about what you looked like on the outside. As I grew older, I experienced all the different diets. I didn't grow up with the perfect Twiggy body, like just about 99.9% of the rest of the population. I have a German side to me, and I have a Swedish side to me, and I have a Scottish side to me. So, you know, I've got all those different genetic body parts that fit together. And at some point, I realized, you know, there were parts I could change, and there were parts I couldn't. I experienced that feeling of, I'm too fat. My legs are too chubby. I have cellulite. I'm not going to wear shorts. That kept me from wanting to put swimsuits on and be in public. And, you know, those are things that kept me from doing activities I loved. And being in the water, being at the beach, being free to focus on the activity and the enjoyment of it all, and not on what I was wearing and is anything showing that shouldn't be, and am I going to mm-hmm. offend anyone? It's just, it drains your energy and it just stifles your life.
Oh, it absolutely does. And I thank you for sharing that, because I think that just demonstrates the impact that not loving your body has. So, you know, in order to create some balance, what are some of the benefits for loving your body?
Well, you know, there's so many benefits. Of course, first of all, is taking care of your body is like, it's like taking care of your car. Mm-hmm. Only better, because your car, you know, you get to trade that in when it gets too old and it's nickeling and diming you, and you get to trade up for a new model. Not so with your body. And your body has to last you for a long time. So when you put your focus on your activities and your interests and what really engages your mind and your heart and your spirit, you find that time and age and body size don't even exist. Caring for your body and treasuring your body it's better than even taking care of your things, your house, your car, your shoes, your handbags. Yeah. You know, those are just things that can be exchanged for a new one, but we don't get mm-hmm. that opportunity with our body. So benefits include everything from a lack of pain and disease, to being able to go out and, like I do, work in my yard and mm-hmm. shovel my own gravel for the driveway and not wait around for someone to come and do it for me.
Yeah, yeah. And those are such great benefits. It's interesting because, you know, as you're sharing this, I was thinking about my own personal journey. And I shared this with you, I know, a couple of weeks ago. I remember, you know, I've done a lot of personal work on loving what is. And I still have my moments. And I remember standing in front of the mirror a couple of weeks ago and taking a look. And it was almost as if somebody else was inhabiting my body, because what came out of my mouth didn't sound like me. What came out of my mouth were things that were derogatory about my stomach. And I remember stopping because I was absolutely mortified at what I was saying to myself. And it was at that moment that I realized, you know, what we say to our bodies helps us to hold on to whatever it is we're wanting to drop or let go of. And at that moment, I remember thinking, why on God's green earth would my body decide to drop any excess weight I have? That's what protects me. Or protects it from the disparaging things I'm saying to it. So I made it a point to drop the diet, the word diet, from my vocabulary, because I realized telling my body I'm on a diet is telling it that it needs to be fixed, and I don't need to be fixed. And I made it a point to take a good look at the disparaging comments that might be damaging, and to allowing myself to do and eat the things. To eat the things that I really want to eat, but remember that there's something called portion control. So I'm curious, from your perspective, for that man and that woman that looks in the mirror and says, how could I love this? What tips would you offer them to begin loving their bodies as they are?
Wow, that's, you know, it's such a common reaction. I call that person in the mirror my evil twin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's,
you know, she shows up from time to time. And mm-hmm. and I have to turn that around and say, okay, what makes you the expert? So, you know, when people tell you you should be thinner, or you should do something with your hair, or you know, you should get that fixed, ask what makes them the expert? Where do they get their authority over what happens to your body? That's my first advice. Is mm-hmm. Find out what makes them the boss and the one that makes the rules of how you should look or how anybody should look. You know, we have these images in our head of what's perfect, what the perfect body looks like. But if you ask every single person to describe what that looks like, it'll be a different description.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I've learned along the way that the only such thing as perfect is what's perfect to the individual. You have to decide and define perfect for yourself, not in comparison for anyone else. When it comes to loving yourself, I think the number one thing to start with is by doing a little research project on yourself. And start making a list of all the things you love, all the things that just light you up, fill you with energy, and the things that you do or are participating in where your age, your body size, your wrinkles, you know, your gray hairs don't ever come into your mind. What are you doing during those times? You know, are you painting? Are you taking photographs? Are you hiking in the mountains? Are you playing with children? When you're in those moments, what you look like on the outside is completely irrelevant. That's your true source. That is who you are in that moment. That's what you're gifted at. That's your genius. Start there. Because, you know, you can spend 50 plus years looking at that evil twin in the mirror saying, telling you, you know, your stomach is too fat. Or what's that roll around your middle? Or, you know, oh, those wrinkles have to go. We got to do something about that. Spend all that energy on that and miss out on all the other opportunities to create beauty and to feel love and to give love.
Yeah.
And to enjoy the world and the earth and the nature around us. We've spent way too much time on this. And I can tell, I know you can tell I'm really passionate about this, but I want all of us, men and women, to come together and get over it. Let's just get past it. Let's stop buying the magazines. Stop paying so much attention to the images. Because in the long run, all the people that you're seeing nowadays, you know, with those perfect bodies, have been photoshopped. It's not even real. And beyond that, you don't know their whole story. Each and every one of them looks in the mirror and criticizes themselves in some way. Everyone does. No one's got their act completely together and is completely happy with themselves.
Yeah. You know, going back to what you were just talking about, and I think those are great tips. One thing that I've started to do, you know, my stomach is my sticking point. I'll be the first one to admit it. And so when I'm quick to criticize, I start thinking about all the good things that my stomach represents. And one of those good things is, you know, I gave birth to a son. Without my stomach, there would have been no place for him to be for the first 9 months. You know, and so, is it perfect? No. But it is a wonderful part of my body because it helps to give life to my son. It helps me to stay alive because obviously that's where my food goes. So, you know, to add to it, your tips, I think one thing is, you know, finding, as you said, finding those good things, but also being able to remind yourself in that moment of those good things when we're feeling kind of negative.
Oh, I'd like to add something to that too. You know, one thing I noticed as I got older, I'm a big reader and I have lots and lots of self-help books and psychology books and books by people that inspire me. And what I noticed was how many of them, they were mostly women, and some men, and what I noticed was it was not their bodies and their perfect lives and their perfect looks that inspired me. It was how authentic they were. It was how real they showed up and how they not only put themselves out there, just completely themselves, but they made me want to be more like that too. They inspired me to let go of worrying about wearing the perfect jeans or having the handbag match the shoes, which I'm really bad at, and have no energy for. Those women, you know, they were real. They had the courage to strip off all the makeup and the fancy clothes and the fancy life and the images that were false and be themselves. Those were the people I connected with. And so, you know, that's what makes you attractive. That's what makes you real. And another quick thing I learned from a young woman just recently. She said, she reminded me that everything is in transition. Nothing stays the same. Perfect is never perfect, the same perfect as it was the day before. So, you know, what you look like today is a result of whatever happened the days before that. But tomorrow, your body's not going to be the same. And our cells are regenerating over and over. It's never the same. You can never keep it. It's like having those bad hair days and those good hair days. You know, I mean, some days the hair turns out just right, and other days, it doesn't. But usually the days it doesn't, I'm busy doing something that's more important. I'm rushing off to do something I love.
Yeah. That's a powerful message, and remembering that, you know, everything does change and we do change.
Yeah.
And embracing what is, because 9 times out of 10, I have found this to be the case, and maybe you can add to this. 9 times out of 10, most people don't see the things that we see until we point them out. You know, so most people aren't going to see the muffin top sticking over the jeans because that's not what they're focusing on. Unless,
oh,
of course, we're pointing out to them that there's a muffin top there. Look at my muffin top.
And it's, you know, it goes right down to, even if you're not talking about bodies, it goes back to, you know, when people come visit your house,
and
this is a common occurrence that someone stops by at the last minute, and the first thing out of your mouth is, oh, excuse the mess. Sorry, my kitchen's
so
messy.
Of that.
You immediately point out the dishes on the sink to them, when, honestly, I don't think most people even notice that stuff.
You bet.
I don't notice it in other people's houses, but I'm one of the first to try to get an excuse out there for my own. Why do we do that? How silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I had the opportunity to meet you in person recently.
Yes, you did. It was awesome.
And we've known each other for nearly 3 years, I think, but just by phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say wholeheartedly that I got a hug from someone that was one of the best hugs ever.
Aww,
and that had nothing to do with what you look like, what your body size was, what you were wearing. I don't even remember what you were wearing, but I remember the feel of that hug.
Awesome.
I was hugged by a mom and a sister and someone who put their heart right out there. Someone I trusted. That's what it's all about. It's not about what we look like. We need to get past it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that, thank you for that wonderful compliment, but that's such a great example of what people will remember. They're not going to remember what you wore or how you looked on that day. They're going to remember how you touched them. And I think that's the important thing to focus on.
I know
we're getting close to winding down on time here. You know, if you had one really pivotal message that someone could hold on to help them start loving what is, what would that pivotal message be?
I think right now the one message I'd like everyone to take away is just to treasure the body you have. You know, it's got flaws. It's not perfect in someone else's view, but it can be perfect for you. Take good care of it. Put it to good use, doing the things you love. Focus on everything there is to enjoy in life. And it's a funny thing, because when you do that, other things line up. When you're focused on activities and interests that really engage your mind and your heart, you're not going to be stuffing your face with chips.
Yeah.
You won't even be thinking about it. So find out what you love, find out what excites you and inspires you, and then surround yourself with that and those people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, too, the important point as well, and you just mentioned that, is people, you know, people who can support you. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. People that are on the same path, you know, aligning yourself with others that are willing to be authentic and real and, you know, show their wrinkles and their roles and just say, the heck with it. Let's go to the beach. It's a sunny day. You know, let's enjoy this world and this life that we have. We don't have that much time. We have to get the most out of it.
You bet. You bet. So focusing on what is, the good stuff, putting yourself out there, surrounding yourself with positive people who support you and don't give you messages that you, in order to be worthy and of attention, you have to have that quote unquote perfect body. I think those are some great, great tips. Just in closing, really quickly, if people are interested in reaching out to you and gaining some of your support, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, right now my Facebook page is View from the Heart Life and Wellness Coaching. And my email is viewfromtheheart@gmail.com.
Fantastic.
I'm working on the website, but it's not there yet.
But it will get there. I have
faith. It will get there, definitely. And I'd love to work with anyone who wants to get through this and just get over it and start living.
Awesome. Colleen, it is such a pleasure to have you, and I really appreciate all the wonderful insight that you've shared and helping people to love what is. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam. It's the best to be with you and to be on this path with you.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Hopefully we'll just build our team.
You bet. You bet. Thank you all for joining. Next week, I hope you tune in when our topic will be growing from STINK, stink, unearthing the extraordinary you with a friend of mine, Sharon Larson, who's a life coach for extraordinary women. Until next week, please be well and keep up that amping up your attraction factor.